Welcome to all those joining us for Likut Halachas today. Today is Heyav, the yard site of the Ari HaKodosh, Rabbeinu Yitzchok ben Shlomo, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodosh Levrocha, Zchus HaYogan Alev al Kol Yisrael. And probably there are at least a few thousand people going to Tzfas, have gone to Tzfas during the night and during the day today. Some of them are our friends, and I asked them to mention me, family, and all friends. So all of us are represented there, and some are still going, Mitzvah Shem, today, after the Shir, Mitzvah Shem. And today is also the yard site of our Rabbi, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav, Rabbi Chiel Michel, Rabbi Shua David Halevi, Zechon Avrocha, Rabbi Michel Dorfman, Zechon Avrocha, who we had the privilege, all of us had the privilege of knowing him. He came to America and met with our whole Chevra and stayed with us for a few weeks. He should be a Melech Tov for all of us, that we're headed towards Rosh Hashanah. Today is Heyav, and he was one of the people who really understood and appreciated what Rabbeinu Zal's Rosh Hashanah is, that our Rebbe's Rosh Hashanah should be Matzliach, the Tachlis HaShleimus, and we should all be there. We should all be part of it, Amitz Hashem. And the learning is also dedicated for a complete Refuah Shleima for all those that need it. We continue. This halacha is based on Torah Nun Dalet, chapter 54, Likut Imran. And we started paragraph Aleph in the previous year, which starts speaking about the 3 weeks. And that's what we're in. We're in the middle of paragraph Aleph. We're up to the words, Ki hu yisborach bi'atzmoy mitzamtzem atzmoy. In middle of paragraph Aleph, about a third of the way through paragraph Aleph. Ki hu yisborach mitzamtzem atzmoy kaviyochel. Hashem shrinks himself, constricts himself, to be present in this world with us, lahazkir esa adam, to remind us, sheyizkor shmoy hagodol, that we should remember Hashem's great name. He had quoted the pasuk which spoke about the fact that in the Beis Hamikdash, that was the place where they mentioned the holy name of Hashem on Yom Kippur, the Shema Mefoirosh. So it uses the wording there, b'chol mokoim asher azkir es shmi ovo yelech v'rachticha. And Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran that our mission in this world is zikoroin, to remember Hashem, to remember that there's an olam haba, not to get lost in this world by what's around us, but to be able to look past this world, that this is the corridor, this is a hallway leading into the real world, which is the olam haba. Shehu zikroin almadasi. Rav Nosson Zal's telling us that what the Gemara speaks about mentioning the name of Shem in the Beis Hamikdash, corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal says, because again, the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara uses the wording lahazkir, b'chol kama asher azkir, zikoroim, that this corresponds beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, zikoroim da'al madasi, remembering the tachlis. Shehem b'chinas shem mole. Now he makes it even stronger. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, in the beginning of that chapter in the Likut Imran, he quotes the Zohar Kodesh, which says, that there's a certain name of Hashem that's called Shem Mole, the Shlemos of Hashem's name, which is when you combine Hashem Elohim, that's called Shem Mole, Yud Kei Vav Kei, together with Elohim. Together it's Begimatria Yaboik, which is Yichud Brocha Kedusha, and the Zohar Kodesh says that that's Merameis on Olam Haba. So once again, Rav Nosson Zal is trying to show us here that what the Chumash and Gemara speak about Hashem's name being mentioned in the Beis Hamikdash, and what, using the term Azkir es Shemi, and what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Zikora in Dalma Dasi, it's really one and the same. And again, from the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem is broadcasting to the whole world, as he's going to show us now. Because our ability to remember Hashem and to think about the future world is thinking about the Tachlis is varies according to the day, according to the location, and by each and every different person. Meaning, there's a big difference if you're in Eretz Yisrael or in the Chutz Loretz, if you're standing by the Kosel Maravi or the Moras HaMapela, or you're not. So depending on the Mokoim that you're in, that's a game changer. Now the time, there's a big difference between a regular day and a yard site of the Arizal, or a Shabbos, or a Yontif, which is a whole completely different world in terms of connecting to Hashem. That because this day is so special, it's much easier to make a stronger connection to Hashem. So there's the place, there's the time, and then there's the person. That every person is different. Every single person in the world has the ability to remember and to think about the future world. If the person will focus on this, if the person will think about it, and the person won't allow himself to be mistaken into thinking that this world is it. This is what counts. Ach kol dovor yesh lo shoyrish. However, every single thing has a source from where it originates from. V'shoyrish hazikorin hazeh nimshach mikidusha sabei samiktosh. The source of where this ability comes from for every yid anywhere in the world to think about Hashem and to remember Hashem and to remember Olam Haba, it originates from the Beis Hamikdash, minakuda so Evan Shesia, from the Evan Shesia that was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Sheshom Niskapsu Kol Hashloisha Bechina Soelu Yachad Betachlis Hakidusha. That's where all three of these things came together on the highest level possible. And watch how Rav Nosson Zal shows this. Dahainu, what are the three things? Ha'odam, v'hamokim, v'hazman. How? Kishom nichnas ha'koyin godol b'yom ha'kipurim. Because it's to the Beis Hamikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim that the Kohen Gadol, one Jew, the holiest Jew, was able to enter on one day, the holiest day on Yom Kippur, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place. B'yom HaKippurim. And through this, all of these three things were coming together in the highest, most incredible way. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal clarifies. The Kohen Gadol is the chosen person from the entire Klal Yisrael. Even though you're going to say, one minute, Moshe Rabbeinu was higher than our Kohen. We'll come to that. He's going to touch on that also. But on a general level, the Kohanim, he's going to show, the Kohanim are the holiest group in Klal Yisrael, and the Kohen Gadol is the holiest Kohen. Ki ha-Kohanim nivcharu mi-Yisrael. Because the Kohanim were chosen by Hashem from among Klal Yisrael to be the ones to devote themselves completely to the Avodah and the Beis Hamikdash. Va-Kohen ha-Gadol hu muvchar ha-Kohanim. And the Kohen Gadol is the chosen one, the choicest one of all the Kohanim. So that's the highest madrega of Adam. Vezeu b'chinas shleimus ha-Adam. V'nichnas lifnai v'lifnim l'beis kodshi kodoshim. And he was zoche to enter inside into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, shehu ha-mokoyim ha-kodosh betachlis ha-kedusha mikol ha-mokoyim she-boilam. That is definitely the holiest place on earth. Ki Eretz Yisrael mekudeshes mikol ha-rotzos. Because the Gemara says that the holiest country in the world is Eretz Yisrael. V'lifnai v'lifnim mikudosh mikulam. And the inner chamber is the holiest place in Eretz Yisrael. V'ze b'chinas shleimus ha-mokoyim. V'nichnas b'yom kippur shehu yoyim echod bashono shekolo mikol yimois hashono. Yom kippur is the one day of the year that's a composite of all 365 days put together. Shabbat Shabbosoyim in the Torah. Shehu kodosh mikol yemois hashana. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, yomim yutzaru veloy echod bohem. Hashem created days, but to him belongs one day. V'dorsha b'sen azlan. It says in Tonvelio, ze yom ha-kippurim. That's referring to Yom Kippur. That's the top of the top. What about Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, for us, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that tzaddikim and rishoyim are judged, signed, and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is our Yom Kippur. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld said that if you take a look at the words Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is bigematria 10 times Elokim. Elokim is Hashem's name of judgment. You have the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, 10 days of judgment. Rosh Hashanah is all 10 days rolled into one. So again, Rosh Hashanah, to us, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. V'zeo bechinas shleimus kedushas hayoyim. So Yom Kippur represents the ultimate shleimus of the holiest day. Nimtza shebebeis hamikdash hu shoyresh kedushas ha'odom v'hamokoyim v'zman. So therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, that's the source where all three of these on their highest level came together. V'alkein mishom nimshach hakedusha liYerushalayim v'Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it's from the Beis HaMikdash that they broadcast kedusha to the whole city of Yerushalayim and from there to the whole Eretz Yisrael. U'mishom nishtal shel hakedusha l'chomo shel olam. And it's from there that the kedusha extends further to everywhere in the world, even to Muncie and to Lakewood and to Los Angeles. U'lechol yemois hashana, and to all the days of the year. Sheyuchal ho, and what's the tachlis? Sheyuchal ha'odam lahazkir esatzmoi b'chol yoim u'b'chol mokoyim. That every Jew, every day, wherever he is, should be able to remember lohovin horimozimanal, and to understand the messages, the hints that Hashem is sending out to every person every day. Shal yidezeh shoven elov. And through this, we're zecha to return to Hashem, to do a real tshuva, va'oisin ritzoni es baruch, and we're zecha to perform the will of Hashem. V'alkein ne'mar be'beis hamikdosh, v'hoyu einai v'libi shom. And this is why the pasuk says about the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says, my eyes and my heart are there. Bechinas tikin ho'einayim v'alev. Because over there in Torah Nun Dalet in Likud Imran, Rabbi Nezal speaks about the tikin ho'einayim, ulezikoroin b'einecha. We put on tefillin to remember Hashem. It says ulezikoroin b'einecha. And Rabbi Nezal over there speaks about the connection between ayin toiv and misas halev. He connects the eyes and the heart. So again, where do the eyes and heart come together? In the Beis HaMikdash, where Hashem's eyes and heart over there. If you go to the Kosel today, on the most beautiful Aron Kodesh there, they have in the, on the Paroiches, this pasuk, V'hoyu einai v'libi shom. V'alei hainu b'chinas toi v'ayin, shehu chiyus halev. This is what Rabbi Nezal speaks about over there in Likud Imran, the concept of a good eye, which is the opposite of a dead heart, chas v'shalom. And Rabbi Nezal shows there that through this, through the good eye, and through this, a person is saved from shikcha, from forgetting about Hashem. And this is what the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Heviani Hamelech Chadorov, Nogila V'nismech Abach. Hashem, the king, brings us into his chambers, into his room, and we will rejoice with Hashem. Hainu bebeis hamikdash. This refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Al yidei zeh. And what does the pasuk say right afterwards? Nazkiro doidecho miyayin. We remember your friendship. Your friendship is better than all the best wines in the world. Nazkiro, zikaron digdusha. Where does it originate from? From Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdash. Kishom ikar hazikaroin. Because that's the place where a person can connect to the highest level of zikaron digdusha. Note, we're going to be coming soon to Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, all of Klal Yisrael knows, that's the day to go to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. People go thousands and thousands of Yidden go to the Kosel Maravi, especially at night, at Chatzois. Our Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld used to make sure, he used to say the most important Chatzois of the year is the night of Tisha B'Av. It's the only night where we only say Tikkun Rochel, not Tikkun Leah. And again, talking about mourning the Beis HaMikdash, that's the night. So he used to try to go there for Chatzois, stay there for about an hour, hour and a half, and go home. Reb Michal Zichron Levrocho, whose yard site is today, he used to go to the Kosel for Chatzois and stay there till after Shachris. He used to stay there for about 7-8 hours from Chatzois through Shachris through Kinois. Until Reb Levi Yitzchok passed away and he had to lead the kinnis in the shul, so he came back for davening in the shul. But other than that, it's a 7-8 hour marathon at the Kosel, you know. Again, Tisha B'Av, you're talking about Tisha B'Av. Avol, however, Chora'ayin, Hiskane, Ma'oid, Bigdulas Yisrael. The evil eye got very jealous and angry about the holiness of Klal Yisrael when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Shehoyu lehem kishehoyu biartzam, the greatness of Klal Yisrael which we had when we were in our land. Ubeis hamikdash al mechayin, and the Beis HaMikdash was in its rightful place. Ad asher hisgaber lahapil ashchina ashikha, to the point where the sitrachris succeeded in imposing shikha on the Jews, getting us to forget Hashem. Ad asher shochechu lehistakel al tachlisam, to the point where we forgot about looking at what is our real goal in life, v'chato, and committed sins. Ad asher mipnei chatoenu, golinu mi'artzeinu. Whereas, unfortunately, as a result of our sins, we were evicted from Eretz Yisrael. V'adayen oimeid v'chorev. And unfortunately, this status still exists, that the Beis Mikdash is still in a state of churban. May ribui avoinoisenu, because of our many averos. Machmas she'enoi meniach oisonu, liskor atzmenu heitev heitev almadosi. Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't allow us to remember, to really stay focused all day, remembering olam haba, this world is baloney, this world is nothing. It's just a stairway to heaven. It's a springboard to help me be zoche to get to olam haba. V'lo shuvei lo yisboruch, and to do a real tshuva. Any questions?
Comes first, the heart or the eyes?
Usually, it's the eyes. The Gemara says, the eyes see, the heart desires, and the rest of the body, usually that's the order. It doesn't always have to be. Sometimes, the desires of the heart cause a person to look where they should look or where they shouldn't look, chas v'shalom, you know. But in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal draws the incredible connection between these two. That these two are wired to this zikorin dikdusha, this zikorin dalmadasi, is coming from the eyes and the heart. And again, remember, the whole Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is because the eyes of Hashem are focused on Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim is called the heart. Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Nachamu Nachta. So this is all, it's all connected. Paragraph Beis. Ve'ikar hachno'as horayin hu'alidei emes. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the main thing that helps defeat this evil eye of the goyim and everything is emes. Kimuvan b'hatoyer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Kutumran, al maimar abashol, when he's explaining the story in the Gemara about abashol. Pamachas niftechamor amitachtoi, that abashol said he was once running and a cave opened up from under him and he fell into an eyeball, the eyeball of Avsholim, you know. Shapira Sham, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Kutumran, shemigoidel ho emes, Niftecholoi Dveikus, that because this Abashol had reached such an incredible high level of emes, a Dveikus, the word Ma'ara, is Miloshin Kemayer Ishvaloyos. A Dveikus, because he was Zechet as such a Madreg of emes, he made a deep connection to Hashem, Ad She'omad Bera Ayin Godol Moid Rachmolson, to the point where he found himself in one of the most powerful forms of Ra Ayin. We know that Dovra Melech had a son, Avshalom, who decided to overthrow his father during his lifetime, Rachman's son. And David HaMelech had to run for his life because of Avshalom's ra'ayin. She'yefshir li'notzel mimenu kiim al-idei b'chinas Moshiach. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that in order to be saved from this super ra'ayin, you have to connect to the b'china of Moshiach. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Nun Dalet where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki emes hu bechinas toiv ayin hu yevoirach. Because emes is related to this pasuk, the one who has a good eye, he is blessed. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran. It's amazing. Yesterday, I was 6,000 miles away in Muncie, New York, and I quoted this, I spoke about this. I heard an incredible chiddush from our Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld. Rabbeinu Zal says that Esav, the Torah says that Esav came to attack Yaakov Avinu. He brought with him an army of 400 men. If he told me he brought a million men. He brought 400 men. Why in the world does that say it in the Torah? What, they're trying to press us? He had 400 guys? The answer is, Rabbeinu Zal says that Ra'ayin is bigematria 400. That the Torah is explaining to us what Esav is, what Esav's all about. This is Esav. Esav is this Ra'ayin, this kinah and sinah. And if Esav is Ra'ayin, then Yaakov Avinu has to be Toivayin. Where do we see it? The first post, there's a parsha in the Torah, a parsha Svayachi, which is called Brachos, the Brachos that Yaakov Avinu gave to the 12 tribes. How does that parsha begin? Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Reishana. Yaakov Avinu lived in Egypt 17 years. And the rest of his life was 130 years, besides the 17. 17 is Toiv, and 130 is Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun. So we see Yaakov Avinu is the Toiv Ayin, therefore, Hu Yevoirach, he is blessed, and he has the ability to give to be mashpia brachos. That's why in that parasha you have all the brachos. So here Rabbi Nazal says that through emes is Yaakov Avinu, titein emes li Yaakov, that emes is connected to this toiv ayin hu yevoirach. How? Nimtza shal yedei emes, shehi bichnas toiv ayin, chogar mosnov lehilochem keneged orayin. So it's through this mid of emes that Aboshol got to, which gave him the ability to fight against the ra'ayim. Now watch how Rav Nosson Zal brings this down lemaisa to something we can relate to. Kimi shemistakel al ho'emes lamitoi, because a person who is looking for the real emes, nizbatel hora'ayin lagamri, the ra'ayin disappears completely from him. Ki hora'ayin hu keneged sitra digdusha, because the ra'ayin is opposing the side of kedusha. Vehu natzchon godol. This ra'ayin is a big natzchon. He's always looking to win. He's always looking to be menatzeach the kedusha. Veroitze lechol pam lenatzeach sitri dikdusha chas shalom. He's always trying to defeat the side of kedusha. Ube'emes kol mi she'enoi ro. Now listen to what Rav Nosson Zal here is going to talk about what he himself went through. The machlekes against him and everything. Listen to these words now. Ube'emes, the truth is, kol mi she'enoi ro, any person who has this ra'ayin, veroitzel and atzeach shum echod mi Yisrael, and he wants to defeat any Jew, lemonoi betachbuloisa me'ezer davar shebikdusha, to block that yid from any davar shebikdusha, to block him from going to Eretz Yisrael, to block him from learning Torah, to block him from coming close to a tzaddik. I was just on the bus now, coming back from Azesim, and somebody told me about a person, Beitar, who's 60 years old. He's got grandchildren already. And he became a kuruv to Breslov, and his family is fighting him. They're fighting him. Everyone's trying. They're saying he's crazy. They're trying to be menatzeach, a person who's trying to accomplish a davar shebikdusha, to come close to a tzaddik. Eich sheyir, whatever it is. Ein ze nikra b'shem nitzochin klal. That's not called winning at all. If they were to be matzliach, if somebody is matzliach to block somebody from coming close to a tzaddik, or to block somebody from going to Eretz Yisrael, anything like that, that's not called victory at all. Ki hanitzochin she'enoi b'shvil ho'emes lamitoi, because any victory that's not for the sake of the emes lamitoi, kasher Hashem yishborach yodei emes, and Hashem knows what's the real emes. Hashem knows if Breslov is the real emes or not. Ein nikra b'shem nitzochin klal. If that person is matzliach, that's not called nitzochin at all. Adaraba, hu menatzeach es atzmoi biatzmoi. That person is defeating himself. He's beating himself. He doesn't know. He thinks, oh, I won. I made fun of it. You know, he doesn't know. He didn't win anything. And now this is one of the places in the Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal gives a tremendous chiddush regarding this word nitzochin. Ki nitzochin yesh lo shnei pirushim. In Hebrew, the word nitzochin has two meanings. Loshen nitzochin. The word nitzochin means victory. Veloshen nitzchius. And the word netzach means eternity. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Be'erovin, as the Gemara says in Erovin, kol mokim shenemar netzach selav oed, ein loy hefsik loy melome. Wherever a pasuk uses these words, netzach selav oed, it means eternal, forever. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, umi shemistakel al hoemes, and a person who looks at the truth, shnei hapirushim echad, realizes that these two pirushim are really one. Kirak hanitzochin hanitzchi ze nitzochin amiti. A person who won the lottery. There are people who won the lottery and they got $10 million, $50 million, and then he got divorced and he's living, it's him and the dog together in an apartment. He won. That's called nitzochin, that's success. Or Joe Bezos, the head of Amazon, also divorced and in the bathroom. The richest man in the world, that's nitzochin, that's called winning. He's a complete loser. All of these guys, if you study, read the news, you see. So that's not nitzochin. The only nitzochin that's really nitzochin is when a nitzochin nitzchi, a person puts on tefillin in the morning. That's victory. That's a success, because that's eternal. Any mitzvah that a person does, person says a line of Tehillim, that's nitzochon nitzchi. Ki rak nitzochon hanitzchi is a nitzochon amiti. Aval nitzochon shulaf yisho bozeh olam. Whereas a temporary, short-lived victory of this world, einoy nitzochon klal. That's not victory at all. That's not victory. That's not success. Adarabba, hu menatzeach es atzmoy. The person defeated himself. He beat himself. Because no matter, after everything, he's getting himself in trouble. Somebody who won, he blocked somebody else from doing a mitzvah, Rachman al-San, he won nothing. He beat himself up. As it says clearly in Koheles, Eis asher sholat ha'odam ba'odam l'raloi, that there are times when Reuven rules over Shimon to Reuven's detriment. He won. He's on top of him, and he doesn't know the guy on top is going to get his head lopped off. They're going to chop off not the guy that's laying on the ground underneath. One guy pushed somebody to the ground, and he's sitting on top of him. He won. The next second, somebody comes and slices off his head. And the guy on bottom walks off and goes and has breakfast, bagels and lox. So who won? That's called, that's Esa Shershola Tesodom Bon Leraloi. Val Piroiv. Now Rav Nissan Zal adds another point. In majority of cases, Gamba Oilam Hazeh, you don't have to wait to Oilam Haba to see that these guys were not successful. In this world, Soifam Shel Habalei Nitzochin De Sitrachra, you see in this world the end, the sad ending of these people who won a victory of the Sitrachra, whether he made a lot of money, all of these kind of things. K'may Shamru B'Mishnah, as it says clearly in the Mishnah, Al Da'ateift Atfuch, because you pushed somebody else down, they pushed you down. You got pushed down. Ukumay sharoyim b'chush, and as we see in real life, shelefa'omim misgaber zeh hasar oy hamelech umenatzer kama melchamos. Sometimes you have a certain general or a king that goes out to battle and he wins a whole bunch of battles. V'achakach oyim demolov umenatzchem oisay mashpilin oisad lofer. And then somebody else gets up and defeats him and throws him down to the ground. They bury him completely, him and his whole family. Ve'im yesh shematzliach kol yomov. And even in some cases, we have somebody who's winning battle after battle, war after war, his whole life. Oyim demachar, and he leaves the world, he won. His kids take over after him. Oyim dem olo achar kach al bonov. Somebody else gets up and goes against his children, umenatzchen oisam, and defeats them. They get destroyed. Kimavur b'malachim b'chol malchei aseres hashpotim. You look in the Navi, in Shoftim, where it tells about all the kings of the 10 tribes. Shebetchilo niskasher zealzev v'nitzchoy. First, this king rose up against that one, and he defeated him. V'yesh shehitzliach kamashonim. And there are times when there was a king whose victory lasted years, 10 years, 20 years. But and some of these kings were able to pass on their kingdom to their kids. But afterwards, Hashem set up circumstances that other kings rose up against them, and they wiped out his children, where they didn't even leave over a crumb. The guy's family was wiped out completely like it never happened. So that's victory. He won wars, and he gave over king to his kids, and then his memory was erased from the world, forgotten completely. V'chein b'sipurei malchei umesoylam. And Rav Nosson Zal says if you'll study world history, not just by the Yidden, by the Goyim. Shehechrisu zeze, this guy, this country murders this guy, you know, this one goes against this one. Valzeh hoyu mevalin yameyim. And that's what they spent the whole life. You read world history, you know, going back thousands of years, what were they busy doing? Wars. Finish one war, go to the next war, trying to win. Lenatzeach es chaveiroi. Ulesoif nichras hu vizaroi aidei zedaika. And in the end, because he won all of these wars, somebody else came along and wiped him out with all of his kids and all of his descendants. Ki odom poshut einoy shchiach sheachrisu oisev ezar legam rachman son. Because a regular guy, if he's not the president or the prime minister or the king, it doesn't happen so often that somebody will come along and wipe out all of his kids, like erase his memory completely. Avul b'malochim gedoylem v'atzumim. But when it comes to world leaders, big kings, shenitzchu v'kofshu melchomis rabois, who won many wars and battles, Alehem daika nishape koisatarela. It's by them specifically that when the wheel of fortune spins, the chorsu oisum vizaragam, they get wiped out and all their kids and erased. Total erasure. Vim kain, and if this is the case, mi sheyeshloi moyach bekalkodoi, a person who has a brain in his head, yimole piv schoik menitzchainim, he'll laugh at their victory. Russia, big shot Putin, he took over Crimea, and he's mamish, a big, big, powerful. He's going to end up in the same dirt, in the same ground, and who knows what Ramzan's going to say, we'll see in a minute. V'chizehu nitzochlin, sheyenatzeach v'yenatzeach, ulebesoif yeh nichra zare legamri, that he wins and wins, and in the end they wipe out all of his descendants. Because of that, because he was such a big shot, because he was such a victor, and even if, let's say, the guy succeeded in passing on his kingdom to descendants and descendants, in the end, in the next world, he's going to be accountable for every drop of blood that he spilled, every single person that he hurt. Not just killing Yidden. If a goy killed other goyim, he's going to be accountable. He's going to be, for every drop of blood, he's going to have to say why he did it, and he'll burn extra for every drop of blood. Ki ein ha'olam hefker chas v'shalom. Because it's not a free world. You can't do whatever you want in this world. Everyone is accountable, 100%. U'bevada yedin u'mishpat godoil lo'osid. And there will definitely be a major, major reckoning, a major mishpat, afilu al hadomim shel umay sa'olam, even regarding the blood of the goyim, Bosnia, this one killed everybody. Oh, it was Zayid, so it's not. There's nothing is nothing. In everything, Hashem is writing down every single drop. Anybody hurts anybody, they're accountable for it. Shehargu zeh v'shafchu damim rabim b'chinam, where they spill blood for nothing, b'shvil nitzochin ara shelhem, because of their ugly nitzochin, ki osid hakodesh baruch hu lidboya afilu elboin susim miyad rechveyem. Listen to this. The Gemara says that Hashem is going to hold a person accountable if he hurt his horse. Somebody hit his horse too hard, harder than he should have. You want to make the horse go? You're allowed to give him a kick. Kick him a little harder, they're going to kick you. You're going to get kicked. Everything Hashem is registering, every move. K'moshom Rabbi Sein is like the Gemara says. And as it says in the Sefer Chassidim, Mikol Shkein Domim Shel Bnei Adam. If that's regarding horses, imagine somebody who hurts another human being. Mi kolshkein v'kolshkein, mi she'omad k'neged Yisrael. How much more so anybody who stood up against Klal Yisrael, against the Jewish nation. V'shofach dam Yisrael, and he spilled Jewish blood. V'tzier oisam, and he caused suffering to the Jews. Machmas einoi hora, because of his ra'ayin. V'nitzchoinoi hora, and because of his evil nitzochin, he wanted to show that he's boy, he's in charge. Shebevada yia achrisoy lahachris, his end will be complete destruction. Kamoshikosuv ki doiresh domim oisam zochar, that Hashem is going to remember and hold accountable every drop of blood. Uchsiv v'nikesi domam loy nikesi. I'm not going to let anything go by, Hashem says. They're not going to be clean, these people who caused this spilling of blood. Ukemoikein kol hanitzchoinois shel hevel afilu shebein Yisrael biatzman. And the same thing holds true for all the silly victories that people think, oh, I beat in shul, somebody did something to somebody else. I showed him with any kind of different things. Afilu shebein Yisrael biatzman, even among Yidden, that somebody insulted somebody, embarrassed. I really showed him. Kimi she'en kavanosoi el ho'emes, because a person whose intentions aren't really, really for the emes, bevadai ein ze nitzochin klal. Any victory that person has is not called nitzochin. That's not victory. Me'achar shelo yatzliach alidei ze nitzochin lanetzach. Since this victory that he won is not a permanent, it's not an eternal victory, so what did you win? Oh, I showed that guy. I really told him off. Adarabba, yekabel oynish u'busha gedoyla machmaseh. the person's going to be punished and suffer major, major embarrassment for any pain that he caused another Jew without any real purpose. V'yitzarech lihikona betachlis ha'achno neged hamenutzach mimenu, and the person will have to bend down to the utmost hachno against the person who he supposedly beat. He showed him ba'olam hazeh, either in this world or in the next world. Look at Korach. Korach was laughing, making fun of Moshe Rabbeinu and Leitzonis all night, making fun, and he has 250 rabbonim with him, and he's showing. He's on top, and he's rich. The Gemara says he needed who knows how many camels to carry the keys of his warehouses. He was so rich. What happened? The ground opened up and swallowed him up alive. That you're a Balgaiva? Now you go into the ground alive, Rachmona Litzlan. And it says, it's brought, the Arizal, whose yard site is today, the Arizal says that it says in Tehillim, in Mizmor Shilam HaShabbos, it says at the end, Tzadik Katomor Yifroch, there's going to come a time when the Tzadik will shine forth like a palm tree. The Arizal says this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. The first letters of Tzadik Katomor Yifroch, Tzadik Chof Yud, are 120. That when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be 120 years old, meaning in the next world, Korach's going to have to come to him for a tikkun. He's going to be the one to be mesaken Korach. The last letters of Tzadik, Katomor Yifrach, spell Korach. That this Korach, who is standing up making fun and everything, he's going to have to come to Moshe Rabbeinu with the greatest hachno, that Moshe Rabbeinu should be mesaken him. Because Hashem always takes up the side of the one who's being persecuted, the one who's being chased. Alkein, therefore, Iker hanitzochein hu nitzochein nitzchi. The only victory that's called victory, the only success that's called success, is when it's a success of eternity. Dahainu mi shezoich lenatzeach es atzmoi, meaning a person who is zoich to defeat himself, meaning lenatzeach ta'avoysev umidoysev aroim. He's zeichet to beat his own yetzahara. He's zeichet to win over all of his taivas rois and midos rois. Ulenatzeach es kol haroitzim lamonoim nekudas emes, and to defeat all of those people who are trying to block him from coming close to the tzaddik, to the nekud of emes. And by blocking him from coming close to true tzaddikim, they're trying to block him from coming close to his Father in heaven. Because since this person who's trying to overcome his Yetzirah, he's trying to come close to the tzaddik, because that person's kavana is lashamayim, he really wants to do the right thing, who menatzeach tomid ech sheyir, that person is succeeding. He's being victorious always, no matter what. Last year, when so many people tried to get to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, and the vast majority didn't, this one in Belarus, that wasn't a failure, that was success. When it comes to Kiddusha, every iota of effort that a person puts in, every milligram of effort that a person expends in trying to do a mitzvah, it's documented, it's written down in Shemayim. He has infinite reward for the effort, just for the effort alone. It's not the reward. Well, I didn't get this, baloney. Every iota of effort to perform a mitzvah, whether the person succeeds in the end or not, the effort is registered. And sometimes there are many sfarim that write that the hachana for a mitzvah is much holier than the mitzvah itself. All of the preparations that a person makes to do a mitzvah are on a higher madrega than the mitzvah itself. Just like we're going to see, Rabbeinu Zal has where we're up to on the Kutimran in the Sunday Shurim, Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah there that in the Chumash, you have the mitzvah itself and you have the words surrounding the mitzvah. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, those words are on a higher level than the mitzvah itself. The avoida that's involved, that only the great tzaddikim know the avoida of those words that surround the mitzvah. Ki mi shekavanosoi be'emes lamita b'shvil sitrik d'kedusha, because a person whose intentions are really sincere, that the person is trying to do mitzvah, the person is trying to come close to Hashem, eich shemisnahe gimoi No matter what's going on with that person, his successes and failures are all victories. Because every big activity and tiny activity that the person does in order to achieve this victory of Kedusha, he nisheres kayemes lo netzach lo oil meyad netzachim. That's eternal. That's locked in a safe. Nobody could ever, ever take that away from him. That's forever, forever. Ki ein haKodesh Baruch Hu mekapei aschar kol beria. Because the Gemara says, Hashem does not withhold the reward from any person who did any dover shebikdusha, who tried to do any dover shebikdusha, is going to be rewarded for that. Afilu schar sicha noeh. The Gemara says, even a person who had a conversation, a nice conversation, he said good morning to another Jew, just to show friendship. That's also documented, and it's eternal reward for it. Ukamayshomar Yeshaya, as Yeshaya Novi once said, Va'ani omarti lorik yogati. I thought I was working for nothing. Because again, sometimes we're doing mitzvahs, we're doing all kinds of things in this world, and we don't see the success. But ochein mishpoti es Hashem upulasi es elikoi. However, my mishpot and the results of my actions, Hashem knows. Hashem knows, and Hashem documents it, 100%. We'll hold it over here for now, I think. We still, Rav Nosson Zal, this next paragraph is still going to clarify incredibly what we're talking about, Amir Tzashem. We'll continue. And then the next paragraph is talking about Tisha. We're all on the date. This is all going to be about Tisha B'Av Ben Amtsor in these next few shiurim. Question? Question. The question is being asked. A person's, let's say, trying to be mechanech their kids, and we make mistakes in the process. Sometimes a person yells, gets angry, and he said it here. If a person is trying sincerely to do the right thing, it's not, now I want to show them who's boss. I had children so that they could be able to serve me. They can bring my slippers and they can brush my, I really want my children to be religious. That's the only thing I really want. I want them to serve Hashem. And in the process of trying to be mechanech them, I make mistakes. There's a pasuk, v'digloi olai hava. Hashem says he loves our flag, digloi. The Gemara says, al tikri v'digloi el v'ligloi. Ligloi means when a person stutters. A person's trying to say a word, and he can't get it. He says the wrong word. Like Hashem says, I love it. I love every effort that a person's making to try to do the right thing. And when a person makes mistakes, the yiridos, a person gets schar for the yiridos that he gets for the aliyahs, because the aliyah couldn't happen without the yirida. I always give the example of a friend that I had in the Syrian community whose name is on a few buildings here in Yerushalayim, very rich. Towards the end of his life, he had a house in Flatbush and a house in Deal and a house in Florida and a house... He said to me, Rabbi, you should know that there was once a time I didn't have a token to get on the subway. He didn't have money to get onto the train. He said, I tried one business, it failed. I tried a second business, it failed. I tried a third business, and it was matzliach. So all of those failures, he wouldn't have gotten to that third one without first going through those two failures. That's all part of the atzlocha. In any mitzvah that a person's trying to do, you don't always get it right on the Torah says. You don't get it on the first time. And all the effort that's involved, Hashem has tremendous nachas from it.
Any special stories about Rav Michal that Rav Nosson can share?
There's so much to say. One story that I've told over here again about a perfect example. One time we went to Uman for a Shchedesh Nisan, and it was very cold then, Shchedesh, it was freezing cold. And Rav Michal, Rav Moshe Burstein, they were 85 years old. They're going, they're kids, they're young kids. They're not afraid of the cold. Go to Uman, we get there, we get to the Tzion, and I'm standing next to Reb Michal, right at the Tzion, and he starts saying Tikkun HaKloli, and I can feel the ice in his heart. I never saw him like that before. He's saying the words, and it's like he's saying Kinnis, literally. It's like, he's saying it without any feeling at all. And again, I saw him say Tikkun HaKloli 1,000 times. And again, he didn't jump and wave his hands or sing. But, you know, he said it with a chias. He could hear, he was enjoying every word. Here he wasn't enjoying anything. He was just saying the words as dry as could possibly be. He finished saying the Tikkun HaKlali. He stayed for another 2-3 minutes, and he said, let's go. Just like that. So we left. And I knew something's wrong. Something's really wrong. The next day, we're going to Breslov. We're going to travel to Breslov. We got a taxi, we got a car, an hour and a half ride to Breslov, climb up the 300 steps to get to where Rav Nosson Zal is, with ice on everything, climbing up. We get to the top, Rav Michal, Rav Moshe Burshtin, and I, we get inside, and everyone takes a Tikkun HaKlali, and Rav Michal's standing, and he starts saying the Tikkun HaKlali. He says about 3 lines, and he closes it, and then suddenly an explosion, like a river, a flood of tears comes out of his house, out of his eyes. He bursts into tears. I saw this once in the 30 years that I know him. I saw this one time. He burst into tears, and then he like fell down on the tzion of Rav Nosson. You know, yeah, the matseva there, that's it. And he was crying for about 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a crying. Finished. Got up, wiped his eyes, took the Tikkun HaKlali, said the whole Tikkun HaKlali regular, took out his list of names and went through all the names. We were there, let's say, 45 minutes, an hour, and we left. We get into the car to drive back to Uman. We're driving on the way, and he turns and he says, yesterday, I was by the Tzion, nothing, didn't feel anything, nothing at all. Today, Hashem opened the curtain a little, and Baruch Hashem, like he didn't say anything further. And for me, this was such a limud. You're talking about a person who's been doing this for 80 years, you know, and a person who's had so much mysterious, that even by him, there could be such a thing that, what, frozen, nothing, dead, feeling dead, literally feeling nothing. He's standing in Uma, this is by the Tzion, you know, he's standing there. He and nobody knows, like, he knew how choshev the Tzion is. And Rosh Chodesh, you know, it's such a zero, nothing, didn't, but, you know. He left, no, he didn't complain, he didn't get depressed, nothing. The next day, supercharge, you know, real supercharge. And again, it's an example for us to know, we always say that there's no such thing in Yiddishkeit that doesn't go like this. It goes like this, there are aliyas and yiridas, and Rav Nosson Zal writes in a few places that the yiridas are very, you have to thank Hashem for the yirida, because without the yirida, you have to thank, there's a pasuk, that says, the Gemara learns out, that a person doesn't really get to understand and fulfill the Torah unless he's nichshal in it. A person has to make mistakes. A story that I told now in America. I remember one time when I went to Ukraine with Rav Pinchas Taitzich on the Vracha. This is during that whole story with the Tzion. And we went to shul. He can go to shul there. You know, we go to shul in Kiev. The youngest person in the shul is 75 years old, because the youth aren't allowed to go. You know, the Russians, the communists made sure that the young people don't go to shul, nothing. The people that age, they didn't care. And even there, in the shul, they had informers, you know, malshinim, to see who's talking to who, to see what's going on. So we come into the shul, and Rav Taitz knows Russian, and he used to bring sidurim. He was able to do things quietly to help the Russian Yidden. There's an old man there that looks like he's about 85 or 90 years old. And he's there, you know, broken, everything. And he looks at me, he sees, and I was 23 years old at the time. He looks at me, Americana, these Amerikansky boys, you know, learning in yeshivas. And he says to me, you learn in a yeshiva? I said, yes. He says, what are the 5 halachas of shechita? There are 5 basic laws in shechita, and how to, I start saying it. And I got stuck. I didn't remember. I was like, you don't know anything. You don't know nothing, you know. And it was like a smack in the face and a punch in the stomach. And it was delicious. It was the greatest, you know, chocolate cake that I ever ate in my life. Because from then, if you ask me now in my sleep, I hope I'll be able to say it forwards, backwards, 60 times around. But here again, you know, sometimes you get a smack, you don't know something, and because of that, you'll know it 100 times better. You know, that kind of thing. We should be zeicha that these great tzaddikim, the Arizal, Reb Michal, all the tzaddikim, should be meilitzei toy for us, to be zeicha to his chatshis every day, and simcha, and Hashem knows all the yeshuas that each and every one of us needs, and that our families need, and our friends, and all of Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicha to all of those yeshuas. A wonderful day and a wonderful week to all. Amen.